Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a feast for his son's wedding. He sent his servants to call those who had been invited, but they would not come. Next he sent some more servants. "Tell those who have been invited," he said, "that I have my banquet all prepared. My oxen and pheasant cattle have been slaughtered. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding." St. Gregory the Great has some very interesting words about the reasons for which God uses the image of the wedding feast to describe the kingdom of God. Gregory compares the wedding feast to the incarnation. As he says, "God the Father made a marriage feast for God the Son when he joined him to human nature in the womb of the Virgin. But far be it from us to conclude that because marriage takes place between two separate persons, that therefore the person of our Redeemer was made up of two separate persons. We say indeed that he exists of two natures, and in two natures, but we hold it unlawful to believe that he was compounded of two persons." This is a very important point, that the womb of the Virgin Mary is the bridal chamber, not of two persons, but two natures, the divine nature and the human nature united in one person of the co-eternal Son of God. It's very important to be clear about what this means. As the Catechism reminds us, Jesus Christ is not part God and part man. Nor does it imply that he is the result of a confused mixture of the divine and the human. He became truly man while remaining truly God. Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Both at the same time, 100% God and 100% man. His human nature was assumed, not absorbed. He is God, co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He has always been, and with them is the author and origin of all things. And yet at the same time, the Son of God worked with human hands. He thought with a human mind. He acted with a human will and with a human heart he loved. Born of the Virgin Mary, he has truly been made one of us, like to us in all things except sin. Isn't this amazing? That Eucharist I take time in front of, the person there, the creator of the world too, and the creator of me, he, like me, had to work with other people, to work hard with human hands, will, imagination, and to love. It means he is so close to me. He is part of my human family, he is my brother, and I can with his help be like him, overcome difficulties like him, love like him, because he has shown me the way, and baptized into him, my humanity is baptized and perfected by his. So always, as a Christian, I can grow and love to be just like him in the world. Is this not wonderful? Let's re-choose our goal today. To imitate him in our daily life, not at a distance, but with him, in his company. Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.